Chapter 26. Drake fired into the whirling clouds, crying out with every shot. The ground bucked and rolled beneath him, and he stumbled, his shots going wild. How was the old man here, on the Blackstone? He had clearly seen his father's pompous, self-satisfied face looming through the explosions, leading Ordus and the priests towards him. Had he come to apologize? To beg forgiveness? It was too late for that. Pain sliced through his skull, causing him to lower his pistol and grab his head. A presence battled its way into his already crowded thoughts.
"Focus on my voice,"
yelled Corval, grabbing him by the shoulders.
"Remember where you are. The Blackstone is still confusing you."
Drake looked back at the figures rushing towards them. Somehow, he'd mistaken Isla for his father. Thankfully, his shots had gone wide. She was still battling through the chaos. He glanced at Corval, who nodded.
"I'll try to shield you, but it's hard so near the..."
His voice trailed off as he looked up at the sphere of light. Isola, Ordus and the priests stumbled towards them.
"Captain!"
cried Isola, grabbing Drake's arm, unable to hide her relief that he was still alive. He returned the gesture, gripping her arm. He had to shout to be heard.
"Forgive me. I saw something different. The Blackstone was in my mind."
She shook her head and yelled back.
"I understand."
Drake looked at Ordus and grimaced at her wound. She laughed.
"You look worse."
Drake turned to Thaddeus. Both of the priests had fallen to their knees and clasped their hands over their heads, mouthing prayers.
"How do we get in?"
cried Drake, staggering towards them, struggling to stay upright as the ground jolted beneath him. Thaddeus's prayers faltered. The elation faded from his eyes. He tried to walk towards the light, but it was too fierce. The heat forced him back. Overhead, the walls of the chamber were trying the same thing, whipping against the blaze, failing to break through.
"My visions showed a gate," cried Thaddeus. "An open gate."
The colour drained from his face as he studied the sphere, taking in its flawless, unbroken surface. He tried again to approach, but the heat was incredible, driving him back. He took out his journal and stared at his notes, flicking the pages back and forth with increasing dismay, shaking his head. Thaddeus closed the book and looked at Drake with dawning horror.
"An open gate," he muttered.